Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
We are on the third issue of this Flash story arc, issue 348. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes, as well as episodes 208 to 213.
208.
Yeah, I messed. Words are hard.
Words are hard.
So this issue, this is the last issue. The jury went out to figure out the verdict.
Yep.
We're going to get the verdict.
The cover says the Flash is guilty.
Yeah, I think they kind of shot their load
suspense,
right there
at
the beginning.
That's premature ejaculation. Okay, but anyways, so we go to this picture of the Flash talking to Captain Incredible.
Yep.
And I just like to say,
Flash's buns,
dude. Right, like
right
he's got those center. Fuckers clenched tight.
Yeah, that's just, it's okay, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a nice picture for you, ladies.
When I was reading this, actually, Charity was walking past. I'm like, Charity, does my ass look like that? And she's like, no.
Oh.
I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, I'll work on that. I can get there eventually.
Nope.
Maybe.
I wouldn't even try.
I'm going to get a bunch of chemicals and pour it on me and then get electrocuted. I'll totally be like the Flash. Is that how that works?
I don't know. I've been getting bit by spiders all the time and I haven't gotten powers yet, so.
Well, they weren't radioactive.
Oh, I should put them in the microwave first.
There we go. See how that works. But yeah, so Fry is telling Flash about basically where we left off, how Flash
is. I'd also like to point out in this picture with the Flash and Fry, Fry is like half a foot shorter than the Flash.
Yeah.
But that's not, like, normally they're of a height.
Are they?
I think so.
Well, it looks like he's also crouching. Not crouching, guess, but he's bending, stepping.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So he rushes Fry over to the police lab or police station, and they get the photos developed, and then they pull up the slide.
And Flash is all like, Ermagur.
Because it's the reverse Flash's face.
And he's so angry.
Like, that. There's no mistaking that face. Those cruel eyes. That snarling mouth.
What is this middle picture supposed to be?
The boot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha. Yep, that makes more sense
okay.
now.
And then the last picture is Fry falling in the reverse Flash farther away. So Fry is just like, well, Flash, what do you think?
And the Flash pulls a Batman on.
Yeah, he's already gone.
Gordon and,
already gone.
And then Fry's like, well, it's time to hang up the old suit again.
Hopefully forever.
That's us.
Yeah.
Or is that him also?
No, that's us. We go to the jurors, and they are, you know,
deliberating,
arguing.
He should be guilty. He's not guilty. But what about this? But what about that?
Mm-hmm.
But remember that time he didn't save my puppy?
The entire time you got Newberry just sitting there, quiet, and while everybody else is arguing, which I find funny. Let's see. We get a report of all of the Rogues Gallery missing. And they think maybe it's the Flash doing it.
Do they have this just like normal spot where the Rogues show up to where they know where they're at? So it's
like a tracking device?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Because she's like, they're missing. And it's like, well, how do you know they're missing? They only show up to steal shit and then they leave, right?
Yeah,
so maybe they just had a good haul the last time. They haven't had to come
back. Yeah, they don't need to be around. Nope, but they're missing.
And also, we're waiting on the verdict of the Flash.
Mm-hmm. Is he guilty? Is he not? We will find out. I do like how...
Celebrities, do they know things? Oh.
Flash is at his parents' house, and they know he's bummed. Like, this trial is taking a lot out of him. So he goes to take a nap, which ends up taking a, like, day and a half nap.
That'd be nice.
It was... He passed the fuck out. He was out for at least almost a full day. Yeah.
But we go to Captain Boomerang, who also gets snatched by the reverse Flash.
It is off his giant boomerang ship.
Yeah.
So fucking stupid.
Uh-huh. And then it goes to the...
we've got the jury.
Jury putting their... Casting their ballots, and it's half... or
six guilty, six not guilty.
And then we've got Rainbow Raider.
Yep.
Rainbow Raider or
Raider?
Raider. And...
of all people, why him? Like, I the Rogues, the main five, I get that. Rainbow Raider is...
Maybe
kind of like
he's
been in the Rogues there, but like
He's not really a core member.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where he was just there.
Well, I think it's also one of those things where, you know, he happened to be in the
That's what
issues.
I'm saying. Like, he was just there. So, just robbing something and Reverse Flash.
So the Reverse Flash
is
like, you know, bitch, fuck you. You're coming too.
Yeah. So we get the complete verdict that it was 6-6. And this is where Newberry steps in.
And he's like, I need to show you guys, you know, that the Flash is innocent.
One thing I like is that he starts talking. He's like, I'm afraid I no longer have any choice in this matter. I must take action. As you people are fond of saying, in this time period, the moment of truth has arrived. Red
Who
flag
talks
right
like
there.
That? Yeah. But here's my thing. Like, this whole time, I thought he was actually going to be this sinister...
Right? Like, it made it out... The way they ever always showed
every
him...
Every time they showed his face, he looked like he was, you know, like, plotting
up to something. Yep.
And then we go back to...
go ahead.
Cecile is at the police station. They've got apparently a list on... I think this is a computer screen.
Yep. Apparently, they were expecting her to show up. Captain Fry said that to expect her. My thing is like, okay, did he literally just phone in saying, hey, Cecile Horton's going to show
just
up?
Go ahead and let her look at important
Yeah, or did he say the minute that Cecile took over the case that, oh, she might show up someday?
Yeah.
Like, there's no time frame here.
Ah, we've been expecting you for 3 fucking years. Oh, no.
but what the computer says is basically all the rogues are missing. Again, how did they know?
These police are smart.
Obviously. Who knows?
But anyways,
this is more credence for. Well, yes, but it lends more credence to Fry's argument that Reverse Flash is around.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But that makes sense on that page. The news reporter saying it does not make sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, guys, we haven't had any reports on the Rogue Gallery, so they must be gone.
Right.
But anyway, so then we go back to Newberry explaining to them that, you know, he's like, basically, I'm going to show you guys exactly what you need to know that the Flash is innocent.
Like, the way he's talking, you can tell that he's not normal.
Yeah.
Because he says something about tampering with history is illegal.
Yeah.
And
I have to do something about the time period.
Space. Like, you can pull it out, and then he also pulls out this device, this magic.
Marty, we can't mess with the space-time continuum.
Morty. I know.
Damn it. I'm going to beat you with your own microphone.
Oh. But yeah, so it leads credence that this guy is not from here. Or you could argue that whatever attacked, we're going to say quote-unquote attacked him, like 15 issues ago.
Changed him.
And so what happens is that he zaps these people and then takes them back to the past. And
Samurai
so now
Jack.
They are... Love that show.
Dude, that's a great show.
Now they are witnesses to... The death of Reverse Flash.
Yeah,
they are there
exactly
on the
that.
Day.
But on top of that, using the same device, he removes the Flash's mask so that they can see that he was actually Barry Allen.
Yep.
Okay, so basically, you know, they knew that, you know, this was going to be the second wife of Barry Allen that got killed by the Reverse Flash
in the
on
same
their
manner.
Wedding day.
Yeah.
And so they're all like, oh my God, you know, holy shit, no wonder. We can't even charge him for this because any of us would have done this in the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and they're also like, you know, and you can tell that he didn't do it on purpose. He was just trying to stop him, you know,
It was all accidental. Like he didn't mean to kill him. It was accidental death. At the same time, though, even if it was purposeful, we would have been, like you said, we would have been the same boat.
Understandable. Yeah. But then, so, you know, Newberry. Anyways, Newberry is like, you know, you will not remember any of this except for the fact that you feel like the Flash is innocent.
Yep.
And then as they're
floating, flying back, astral projection,
projecting back. They're traveling back through time and space.
Yep, back to the present.
Yeah.
But in that
between
period,
world thing.
Whatever, the Reverse Flash is there, and he takes out this wand and he uses it on Newberry, and they both are like their conversation is, this is Reverse Flash, a gallant try, I'll grant you, but all for naught. You think I don't know who you really are? And what you're trying to accomplish. And then Newberry is like, I don't know who you really are. And then Newberry is gone. And so what ends up happening is Reverse Flash changes everybody's mind again to saying it's going to be guilty. And then he takes over the body of Newberry. Yeah. Comic book logic. Sure makes sense somewhere. We go to the next day, and the Barry's parents wake him up, saying, hey, they've it's morning. You've been asleep since yesterday afternoon, so it wasn't actually a full day. But
still.
He was sleeping a long-ass time.
Yeah. I don't want to get up tomorrow.
Exactly. Oh. 5 more minutes. Cecile had called them because the jury had figured out, you know, results for the trial. So they go back to the courthouse, and Newberry is the
spokesperson, I guess, the voice for them. And he finds the defendant guilty as charged.
I do like all their faces. They're all very stern.
Yeah, they all look like they're constipated.
Kind of, especially this one guy up front.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we end this first issue, or this third issue.
Third issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.